can rely on is your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's budget plans take most of the guesswork out of how much you'll be paying on your propane bill. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price, so it won't go above a certain level all winter long. You can even spread your payments out through the entire year, and you won't have to worry about checking your tank with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program. Watch for Kohler's truck serving your friends and neighbors. Call Kohler Propane toll-free at 888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
On to the second half as Cass City trails the Bad Axe Hatchets 36-19. Cass City had 9 turnovers in that first half. Bad Axe with only 4. Rebounding went in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets as well, 17-12. 13 defensive rebounds, 4 offensive on the glass for Bad Axe. Cass City with 10 defensive rebounds, 2 offensive rebounds. That's it for them for 12 total. Cass City's led in scoring by Sandon Cathrell with 3 threes, 2 of those in the second quarter. Hayden Horn at 5, and then Lynn and Schenk and Zach Beecher each with 2. Luke Stern at 1. For the Bad Axe Hatchets, Spencer Britt with 9, but Colby Meeks leading the way with 10. Jack Clancy at 8, Cody Zlaski at 6, and James Kirvin at 3. John Mooney shooting.
Shooting is looking good for the Hatchets. 8 for 22 on the inside, 36%. 5 for 8 on the outside, 62%. Grand total, 13 for 30. 43%. Quickly for the Cass City Redhawks, 6 for 29 total, 20%. 4 for 11 on the outside, 36%, but 2 for 18 on the inside, 11%. And that's where the game is.
You know how good these refs are, John? They just asked if we're ready
for the second half. That is,
we gave the thumbs up so we can start the second half.
We're all set.
We appreciate the courtesy. 36-19, Bad Axe Lima 17. Cass City will start out on offense. Horn, Anthus, Schenk, Cathrell, and they do the give and go on the alley-oop to Horn. That one's no good, but there's Schenk to clean up the boards for them, and Cass City strikes first in this second half with Landon Schenk with 4 points now. 36-21, a 15-point differential still. Cody Zlaski, top of the key, dribbling to his right, spins inside the lane. The floater's up, and this one's no good. Rebound Schenk for Cass City, doing it on both sides of the ball. Hayden Horn brings the ball up cross midcourt, being guarded by Spencer Britt, gets a screen from Schenk. Takes it, now goes the other way. Another screen from Schenk. Another screen from Schenk, the left side at the elbow. Into Schenk inside the lane. Back out to Kendall Anthus for 3. Top of the key. The lefty's good. Kendall Anthus with 3. Now it's a 12-point game. Cass City out on a 5-0 run to start this quarter. Mind you, that's how they started the first quarter, too. Colby Meeks to the left wing. Down to Cody Zlaski against Schenk. Turns to the basket. Puts it up. This one's off the mark. Rebound still loose. Cody Zlaski has it. But now Schenk is fighting for life and is going to be brought in by Cass City. Kendall Anthus saves the ball in the right corner, dribbling back out to Santa Cathrell. Wide open for three, Luke Stern in the corner, and he hits it!
Okay, what did Coach Pernald say at halftime?
No kidding, Luke Stern with 4 points, and now it's a nine-point ball game. Cass City starting out on an 8-0 run, and we have a timeout called by Mark Krug and the Hatchets for good reason. Bad Axe 36, Cass City 27, trailing by just 9 points right here on the WNLW Sports
Network. This is Arnie at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway. We are ready to help you get your equipment ready for spring farming. Ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. It's still cold outside. Stop by to stock up on Power Service and Diesel 911 to keep those trucks running. Countryside's wash bay is open, so call for a truck or trailer wash. Our parts department is open 5 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Order parts by midnight on Friday for a new Saturday drop box pickup. Countryside is here for your Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Seaway.
Bad Axe comes out of a 30-second timeout, and Bad Axe throws it out of bounds as they try to feed it down to Jensen Emmerich. Cass City on a 9-0 run in the first minute and 26 seconds of this second half. Cuts the deficit in half. Now they trail by just 9 points, 36-27. It was 18 just a moment ago, less than 2 minutes ago. Shank to Horn on the left wing. Up to the top to Kendall Anthus. Pump fakes now at the right elbow. Skips it to Cathrell. Down the baseline. Double team there. Short corner jump shot blocked by the backboard. Here comes Bad Axe. To Tulaski in transition. And Tulaski gets the first points for Bad Axe in the half. He has 8 and is back out to an 11-point lead. Cathrell wasting no time. Goes down the right side of the lane. He is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Cathrell with 9 points has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Foul will go against number 11, Jensen Emmerich, I do believe. That'll be his third. And team's first. 5:46 left in the third quarter. Sam Cathrell at the free throw line, shooting two. First one's up, and this bounces and finally falls. Much like the majority of his shots, he's getting the home gym feel.
That's why they practice here.
Yes, they do. Horn discussing with Aaron Fernald here. Out there for Bad Axe. Britt Curvin, Tulaski, Clancy, and Meeks. Second free throw from Cathrell. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Tulaski. 38-28, a 10-point ball game. 5:40 left in the third quarter. A little light here and hope for the Cass City Redhawks to start the second half. James Curvin to Colby Meeks, left wing. Being guarded by Schenk, gets a screen from Tulaski, goes the other way, down to the baseline. Jump shot's no good. Rebound brought in by Santa Cathrell for Cass City. Horn with it, cross midcourt. Trailing by 10 points. 5:20 left in the third quarter. Cathrell against Britt. Now Anthus against Tulaski. Give and go to Cathrell on the right block. Goes up strong off the glass. In for two. And count the basket. And we're going to the free throw line for 1 shot. Fouls up going against number 14, I do believe. James Curvin. Yes, it is. That's his first. Or excuse me. That's his second. Team's second. So Santa Cathrell now with 3 points in the quarter, trying to make it four with an old-fashioned three-point play here. The deficit is 8 right now, and now it's 7 with a made free throw. Cass City outscoring Bad Axe in this quarter, 12-2 so far. And the free throw line jump shot from Clancy, this one's no good. Rebound brought in by Anthus, and we're going the other way. Cathrell trying to make this a two-possession ball game, and it sits at 3 right now with a 7-point deficit for Cass City. Kendall Anthus being guarded by Tulaski, the right wing. Surveying now passes it to the top to Stern. Stern, just one of two seniors on this team for Cass City. Down the right side of the lane and skips it out to Anthus to the left wing for the two from Schenk is way off the mark and rebound goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball. Jensen Emmerich checks in, replaces Spencer Britt for the Hatchets.
Emmerich has 3 fouls too.
Curvin, Clancy, Tulaski, Emmerich and Meeks out there for the Hatchets. Hands on their hips right now. They only have 2 points in 3.5 minutes. Colby Meeks takes the three. This one's no good. Offense rebound from Emmerich, though. Curvin to Meeks in the right corner. Resets the offense. Goes down the baseline. Rejected by the foul. The rim rebound brought in by Cathrell. Cathrell down to Anthus in the right corner. Pump fake for the 16-footer on the baseline, and this one is good. Kendall Anthus with 5.